So, You'll Never Walk Alone is your favourite football song?
Football song? Of course. Actually, I think it's my favourite song. It's iconic. The best song in football. Nothing beats 50,000 Liverpool fans singing it.
It is a good song. It's probably better than 1-0 to the Arsenal.
Yes. Arsenal fans haven't been able to sing that for ages. Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's show, we're going to talk about the latest in the Premier League, and we're going to talk about football songs and how music can help you learn English.
But first, let's look at the Premier League headlines.
PFA Player of the Year nominations announced.
Who will Premier League players vote their Player of the Season? The six nominees are Romelu Lukaku, Harry Kane, Eden Hazard, Alexis Sanchez, Zlatan Ibrahimovic and N'Golo Kante.
Arsenal fall to defeat at Palace.
Crystal Palace beat Arsenal 3-0. The result helped Palace's bid to avoid relegation, but did nothing to help Arsenal's chances of qualifying for the Champions League. It could be the first time they miss out in 20 years.
Dubious penalty decision disappoints Leicester.
Leicester City were defensively brilliant in their Champions League quarter-final against Atletico Madrid. Only one dodgy penalty decision stopped them from heading back to Leicester with a draw. It's all to play for in the return leg.
Who do you think will win the PFA Player of the Year award?
For me, it's got to be Eden Hazard. He's been brilliant for Chelsea, and you have to pick someone from the champions, don't you?
Chelsea haven't won the title yet, Jack.
Do you know all the words to You'll Never Walk Alone?
Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never... No, I can't now.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
thanks, Rich. I believe you. There are lots of famous songs in the Premier League. You'll Never Walk Alone was a famous pop song, wasn't it?
Yes, it became famous in the 1960s, and Liverpool fans have been singing it for over 50 years. Lots of football songs come from old pop songs. I like I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, that they sing at West Ham.
The fans always sing it at the start of the match, and they blow bubbles too. You can see them on the TV, blowing onto the pitch. They've been singing this song since the 1940s.
Blue Moon is another example at Manchester City. It was a pop song from the 1930s. So all these football songs have been around for a long time.
How does it go, Rich?
Not sure. Blue Moon, ba 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 ba.
You don't know the lyrics for this one? The words of the song?
No, sorry. I don't go to many Manchester City matches.
The lyrics are, Blue Moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Learning songs and song lyrics can be a great way to improve your English.
It's true. Learning the words for a football song at your favourite club can be one way, but music in general can help too.
We're going to tell you five ways how music can help you learn English.
The first way is melody. Songs are very catchy. some songs stay in your head and this helps you remember the words. If you hear it and you end up singing the song, it's more likely you'll remember than if you just read the words.
So the tip here is to sing along to your favourite song, either in your head or in the shower. The second way songs can help your English is with new words.
It's easy to find the lyrics to a favourite song on YouTube. YouTube can be your own personal karaoke machine. And you can look up any words you don't know in an online dictionary.
Even better is a website called lyricstraining.com. Choose your favourite song and listen to the lyrics. It's useful and fun, too, because there are different levels of difficulty.
The third way that songs can help you learn English is with slang or popular language. Songs use lots of slang, so you can learn lots of informal English that you often don't find in English textbooks.
Here's an example of some lyrics from a Bruno Mars song called The Lazy Song. I'll be lounging on the couch, just chilling in my snuggie. Flip to MTV so they can teach me how to dougie, because in my castle, I'm the freaking man.
That's really cool, Jack. Lots of slang and informal phrases in that. Not much of a football connection, but his backing band are called the Hooligans.
Have a listen to the song and let us know if you can work out what it means.
The fourth way that songs can help us is with pronunciation. Songs use lots of contractions. In songs, you won't hear going to or want to that often. You'll hear gonna and wanna.
And you can try to copy this when you're speaking. Tell somebody that you're gonna go home, not you're going to go home. Or I wanna get a new computer, not I want to get a new computer.
And finally, and possibly the most important way that songs can help, is that music is motivating. There's so much music in English that everyone can find something that they love. And when you find something you love, you'll want to understand the lyrics too.
There's often a story too. Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize for Literature this year, so there's often lots of value in learning song lyrics.
So, the five ways that music and songs can help your English are...
Number one, songs are memorable. You can sing along to them, and this helps you remember.
Number two, you can learn new words. Choose your favourite song and learn the lyrics on websites like lyricstraining.com.
Number three, learn some slang. You don't find this language in textbooks, but you can learn it through songs.
Number four, pronunciation. Song lyrics use lots of contractions that you can copy in conversations with friends.
Number five, songs are motivating. If you like a song, it can be very rewarding and satisfying to learn all the words and understand the story.
What's your favourite song at the moment, Jack?
At the moment, I'm really enjoying the Alabama Shakes album, Sound and Colour, and the second track's called Don't Wanna Fight.
That's surprising. I thought you were going to say The Lazy Song by Bruno Mars. I just listened to You'll Never Walk Alone. There were lots of great performances in the Premier League last week.
Wilfried Zaha played well again for Palace, but he was our player of the week last week.
Dele Alli and Heung-min Son are so consistent for Tottenham. They're both having great seasons.
But this week's player of the week is Chelsea's Marcos Alonso. He scored a great free kick last weekend.
It was a great goal, and he's a defender too. He comes from a really interesting football family. His dad and granddad were both footballers, and both won lots of trophies.
We've put a link to the article on the side of this page, and it's on the homepage too.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was to do the double over, and it means to beat a team twice in a league season, once at home and another time away from home. I thought it was a difficult phrase.
Yes, it was. But that didn't stop Lubomir from Ukraine, Emir from Bosnia, Kwezi Manifesh from Ghana and Ahmed Adam Mamado from Sudan from getting the right answer. Well done to all of you. What's this week's phrase?
This week, because we've been talking about music, I thought I'd change the football phrase a little bit. I want you to complete this famous football chant. You only sing when you're... Sing when you're...
Nice chanting, Jack. Before we go, we want to point you in the direction of two new sections we have on Premier Skills English.
The first is our Fan of the Week section. Each week, we're going to publish an article from a Premier League fan from around the world.
Our first Fan of the Week is Boyan from Montenegro. On the Premier Skills English website, he's called Aragon 1986, and he's been a regular user on the website for a long time now.
If you want to know more about him, head over to the new section in the fan section. There's a link on the side of the page.
And if you want to be a fan of the week, just send us an email or a comment and we will help you put an article together in English.
We would love to get a Premier League fan from every country in the world.
We also have a new discussion page for you to enjoy. We would like you to discuss and decide new topics for this podcast.
That's right. We'd love to hear about the topics that interest you and things you enjoy learning about and talking about. So head over to this week's discussion. You can find it in the fan section.
Right. That's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.